not enemies. They're not in combat. They're not competing. At least they shouldn't be in your reality. I'm cool with Santa Claus. I love some Rudolph. It's not Christmas season till Charlie Brown has decorated a tree. In our house, it's not Christmas till Donny Hathaway come on. Chris Brownie tried his best, but Donnie, sorry. The kid's first song was really impactful. I wasn't anticipating that. That was really something. Even Moni doing some sign language. when I was 19, a long, long time ago, I worked in what's called a sheltered workshop. The people who worked there were developmentally or physically disabled in some way. But this gave them a place to work and make some money. And one of the guys took a liking to me, but he didn't speak. He only signed, and I didn't sign. So he wanted to communicate with me, and we couldn't. For some reason, he liked me. And one of the other workers had to interpret. And I said, yeah, I'm willing to learn sign language. The next day, he brought me a book of the American Sign Language. And he gave it to me. The next day, he showed up and started signing at me. I'm like, you gotta give me more than a day, man. Because he wanted to communicate with me. He knew we needed to speak the same language. And so God has always had this plan of redemption. He says, but I need to go down there and speak the same language. And that's Christmas. God saying, I'm going to speak your language. And so that's what happened. That's the Christmas story. We all know the story pretty well, but let me try and say some of it to you. And in the course of doing that, try to root out some misconceptions we may have and bring some light to some other things. So you all know that Mary and Joseph have to go to Joe's hometown because the ruler has declared we're going to have a census, we're going to count the people. And really, rulers only need to count the people for two reasons. Who can go to war? Who can we tax? That ain't never changed. So this is let's figure out who we can tax. Everybody's got to go to their hometown. Go to your hometown. We got to group everybody together and count how many Galileans we have and how many Nazareth we have. And all we got to count the people. So as I said in the class earlier, you know, Joseph and Mary are traveling on a donkey, and she's pregnant at this time. I'm going to go back a little bit here in a minute, but that's not a fast road trip. Any of you who have been woken up on a Saturday morning by a male parent who says we're going to South, Mississippi, Florida, wherever, and we're going to make time. You don't stop until we need gas. And when we need gas, everything you need to take care of, you get out of the station wagon and deal with. Get it, get rid of it, whatever it is, because we're going to be here 15 minutes and we're going to make time. Oh, right? Gotta make time. Well, Mary and Joseph are not making any time. Let me explain betrothal just a little bit to you. You see in the verse, I'm not reading it because it's familiar to most of us. Talking about Mary and Joseph being betrothed. Now, we have to think Eastern and not American. Okay, so here's that process. Usually an arranged marriage. So the man and the woman are betrothed. There's a covenant at that point. There's vows are exchanged. It's legal. They are legally linked together at that point. Betrothed, not engaged like in America. Because engaged means like, I really love you. Here's a ring, won't you marry me? And we went somewhere really cool and had great pictures. And then 3 months later, you're like, you know, I don't love you as much as I thought I did. Peace. Or something to that effect. But this was more serious. This was a covenant, a betrothal, the families were involved. But then it was some period of time passes before the marriage ceremony. And then they have the marriage ceremony, and then they can, I'm looking to see how my kids are in here, they can consummate the marriage at that point. But there's a period of time. So they're betrothed at this time, and they're traveling, they're getting ready to travel, and the angel shows up and talks to each Joe and Mary separately. You know, so Joe's a responsible Hebrew guy, and devout, and he had found out that Mary was with child, but he hadn't been with Mary. And so the angel shows up, and as we explored, I love that the angel, every time he shows up in this story, first thing he does is say, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Think about it. You're sitting there living your life, and an angelic being shows up in front of you. I'm freaking out. So I appreciate he's saying, don't be afraid. It's all good. So he tells Joe, I realize you're planning to discreetly divorce her. Even though they're only betrothed, they haven't had the second ceremony yet. I know you're thinking about secretly divorcing her, but don't do that. What's going on here is of God. God's plan. God has overshadowed her. She's pregnant. And then he tells him what to name the kid. The angel had already showed up and talked to Mary. Says, God has picked you out. You're going to be the birth mother of the Son of God. Wow. Guess what the angel had told her before he started talking? Don't be afraid. And I would have been like, and the news I'm about to give you is going to freak you out too. So she's going to be pregnant of God, of the Holy Spirit is going to overcome her. Thank God the Bible doesn't try to explain that. Yes. We wouldn't be able to grasp it. It just says the Holy Spirit will overshadow her. That's good enough for me. I got it. Whatever transpires. So the angel came and talked to both of them. This is a side note to the story for some of you all. The angel, the messenger of God, came and talked to the both of them. So when sanctified Bobby comes up and tells you, God told me you my wife, you just tell him, outstanding. I'll wait till I get my message and then we'll get together. And vice versa. Okay, that's just a side. That has nothing to do with the Christmas story. But the angel was sent to the both of them. So just put that on the shelf if you need it for later. Okay? All right. And you know, Harvest Church Plainfield has a little bit of a track record of vetting a brother. Marvin, can I get an amen? So, hallelujah for that, right? Amen. So, here's the Christmas story. They're traveling on a donkey. We've seen the stories. They're going to be counted. They show up. Now, I know, and again, I'm about to ruin Christmas for some of you all. Again, thinking Western, we got to think Eastern. They show up at this inn. which is not Marriott. This is the family compound. It's a family compound. And since their road trip took so long, all the rest of the family has filled up all the beds, all the rooms, all the huts. And so the innkeeper, who was a relative, says, the only place I've got is the stable. I mean, you're welcome to it. You're in the family compound. You're about to give birth, so you're amongst family. Good place to be. So they do that. And while they're in the stable, the angels, you know, they're very prominent in the Christmas story. Love the angels. They show up to the midnight workers, the shepherds. Love the shepherds. They work midnight. And the angels show up and tell the shepherds, don't be afraid. Love those angels. Thank you, Sister Angie. Don't be afraid. And here's the crux of the matter. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. So God's plan never was just for the Jew. Even though the Savior came and was born a Jew, it was always for all people. You read the Old Testament, it says that God called the Jews out to be the light to the Gentiles, to the rest of the world. And so God's redemptive plan has always included everybody. Hallelujah, because I'm an everybody. Hallelujah. I remember years ago, Bishop G. Patterson, who was addressing an issue about people saying that Christianity is a white man's religion. He said, no. He said, because the Ethiopian on the way heard the gospel and said, what must I do? Okay, so he was an everybody. He was an everybody. We're included. God included me. God included you. So again, the angel says, don't be afraid, for behold, look, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Now, if you've been anticipating a Savior, a Messiah, a Redeemer, a Deliverer, you're expecting like a Saul, like a Moses, like somebody who can take care of business. That's the kind of Messiah we were anticipating. A political or military revolutionist. That's what we need. And the angels show up and say, there's a baby born today who can't feed himself, who can't walk. Who's going to cry? That is God's Messiah. That's God's Christ, God's anointed one. Now, we were talking in class, like, now, if I was God, I wouldn't have done it that way. Exactly. God's ways and my ways are not usually anywhere in the same department. And if every time I obey his way, it goes my way. So here, he's saying, look, born unto you this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. That manger sounds so good, doesn't it? It's just a trough where the animals eat. It's not a fancy crib. It's not, you know, when Christina was born, we had, you know, the crib that did the thing and the side come down and the thing, you change the mattress, it changes it into a toddler bed, then it changes it into a twin bed, you know, it's like, or then you got those pack and plays. Those are the best, right? You can show up at anybody's house and bam! Put her in there. Safe from the dog, safe, contained. Contained. Sometimes we felt like turning it upside down. Be a total cage effect. You know, and Okay, parents, why is it the smallest person in the family travels with the most stuff? Yeah. Like, we're getting ready to leave. There's only three of us. Do you got the this? Do you have the thing? Did you have enough of those? Oh, my God, it's like we're going away to Hawaii for 3 weeks. We're only going to Mom's for like 3 hours. The kids travel with a lot of stuff. And they don't carry a lick of it. Oh, my God. Right? Well, that's why they invented strollers, so you can pack it in there. Is the kid in there? I don't know, but all the stuff is in there. So they didn't have all those gadgets. The baby's wrapped in some birthing clothes and lying in a trough where the animals eat out of. That's how the Savior shows up to the planet. You know, one of the things I'm getting ready to close is, that's my gift to you, is not an hour message. I love Christmas. I could talk about Christmas a long time. Talk about traditions. And, right. Outstanding. All the way to the end. I will be shooting for the Marriott. Is the angels told the parents what and why to name the baby? You'll name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The what, name him Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. But do you know, and Jesus is really also Joshua, just translated in a different language. So people have been named, Hebrews have been naming their firstborn sons Joshua and or Jesus for centuries. Because they were hoping that God's promise would come through them. Hope. Hope living. Hope alive. That you would keep on naming. They didn't lose hope. They didn't lose heart. It morphed along the way in different seasons, but that they kept on anticipating God's Christ. And they were hoping it was coming through them. So he said, as it says in Isaiah 7:14, a child will be born, a son will be given, Emmanuel, God with us. Now, that with us is pretty intense. It's not among us. It's God with us. There's a movie that defines this. It's a silly movie, My Blue Heaven. Steve Martin playing a mafiosa. And he says to a guy, I'm with you. And when I say I'm with you, I'm with you. It doesn't mean I'm alongside you, that I'm just hanging out with you. It means I'm with you. I'm in agreement with you. I'm on your side. I'm with you. It's intense. It's not just I'm among. He's definitely among. But it's I'm with you. God with us. God wanting the best for us. God being a part of our reality. God with us. This is the whole redemptive plan. We can't go to heaven apart from sin and enjoy God without Easter. We can't have Easter without Christmas. We can't have Christmas until we go all the way back to the garden where God promised the seed of the woman. The first problem with that comment is woman does not have a seed. Man is the seed bearer. So he already prophesied in the garden, the seed of the woman will trample on the head of the enemy. And here's God's redemptive plan, the next step. Christmas. when the Savior is with us. Amen?
Amen.
Christians, believers, in this season, we should be the merriest people on the planet. We know the truth. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.